Well, how many of y'all glad to be here today? Just glad to be in the presence of God today. Me too. Me too. Me too. Well, I want us to pray right off the bat that we get this. Leave that there for me, if you don't mind. Thank you. I want us to pray a prayer that might help, will help. I've sought it out. It'll change everything about you. How many of you might need to grow up a little? That sounds weird, doesn't it? Speaking to a group of adults, and I would tell you all to grow up, but, you know, I started ministry in youth ministry. I was with teenagers, I was adolescents. I love youth ministry, and you know what's interesting? There's not any difference between youth ministry and adult ministry other than adults have more money to pout with than teenagers. But it's still the same dynamics. Who will be recognized? Isn't that the question of all of life? Will it be what I can do, or will it be what God can do in me? Isn't that our constant tension? And as much as adults, we'd like to say we don't want to be recognized, that's not true. Just leave off the label of someone who's made a good donation, and you'll see a 12-year-old fit. Because we want the world to know what? We've done well. We did it. We made it. Want to be recognized is a constant tension because you and I have been born again, those of us who have repented of our sins. Y'all get that. You hear that every Sunday. You got to ask God to forgive you. You got to ask God to come into you. You got to thank God for the free gift of grace that he has given. And so guess what, church? We're going to grow up. We're going to grow up. If you don't mind, share that with your worship partner. Just gently go, grow up. Come on, pass it on down. Grow up. Some of you wives are excited to say that this morning to your worship partner. Grow up. How many of y'all have ever had one of those little marriage fights? I've had this happen to me. I'll go ahead and be confessional. And my wife was speaking truth into my life. She said, you need to grow up. And you know what? She was right. How many of you have sometimes you've just looked at your children and said, grow up. It's time to grow up. I'm using this line with my son now. Welcome to the big boy world. There it is. You know, you've always dreamed about not going to school, so how is it? See what I'm saying? But we got to what? Grow up. All right, let's pray. Let's ask the Lord. That's a scary prayer. Let's ask the Lord. Earl, even a guy like you who's got a few miles on the odometer still needs to what? Grow up. Because have you obtained everything that God has already placed in you? No. Here's the thing I love about Dr. Earl is he's always encouraging all of us to keep on learning. That there's not a place that you stop. But in our world, we've been taught by the world that there's some point of arrival. You know, I mean, that's in our brains. I mean, ever since I was born, somebody taught me to hit the ball further than somebody else so I would be the best. And you know what? Here's what I'm telling you. All that's short-lived. But inside this room, there's something that's long-lived. And so we want to get to that today, okay? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for this church. I thank you for this 9:30 gathering. I thank you for the worship that's in here. I thank you for our singers, our musicians. I thank you that they've already all poured out today. They've actually already poured out. And so, God, I am so thankful that you love us, that you bring us here. Lord, I pray for those today that the Holy Spirit is going to draw to salvation. We're thankful that you brought them here today so that they could hear the good news, that they could be forgiven, and they could be changed, and they could be reborn to a different way of life, and you've brought them here today. So, Lord, I just pray that the things of the enemy, the devil, he would just be put aside of this place so people could hear clearly how much you do love them, Jesus, and you made them to be loved by you and to receive your glory. So it's in the name of Jesus we give thanks. Amen. Amen. All right, remember, anybody remember in 2012, what are we doing as a church? Well, that was weak. What? Come a little better than that. I mean, y'all got to change the world. Come on. See, and hold on, I'm showing you something. This is one of the problems we have. How many of y'all ever gripe about all the things that are going in the world other than me? Any of y'all gripe? I do, I gripe. Some of y'all gripe, I read your blogs. You just don't do it verbally. You do it bloggingly. You know, your Facebook, your tweets, you know. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, guess what? If the church doesn't speak up, expect hell. If the church doesn't speak up, expect hell. Now, here's the reason the church doesn't like to speak up, because when you speak up, you might receive hell. And we draw back. Well, I think we've stepped back long enough, don't you? I think the church has stepped back long enough, not just our church, the church in general. We've stepped back long enough and not been a voice. I just want you to know you can be a voice. Tomorrow we celebrate a great voice. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had a great voice. And let me tell you why he had a great voice. He preached a word that would endure forever. You know why? I want you to hear King correctly. King is being rewritten to correlate with this generation. Do we have Malcolm X holiday? You know why? He preached a false teaching. He said that black people were better than white people. He had the same message as the Klan. Guess what the Klan said? White people better than black people. Guess what God said? All people are messed up and need who? Jesus. Hold on, let's rest a minute. We got some visitors here today, and they're shocked that I've said black people and Klan all in the same sentence. Right now, they're all nervous. They're like, oh my gosh. No, let's deal with the reality of the world, okay? I mean, if you're checking out a church and you'd like to go to a church that's really nice, sweet, and kind all the time, please attend somewhere else next week, because that's not what we're about here. We're about the truth that'll set you free. And see, I don't want to con you, man. I love all you young people. Y'all got a lot of churches out there today that will not tell you the truth because they want your attendance. And here's what I want you to know. It's not about attendance. It's about the glory of God being seen in you. It's about God forgiving you. Go with me to the first chapter of 1 Peter, verse 23. And we're going to deal with this today. Grow up. How many of y'all need to grow up? I need to grow up. So God's going to show you something He needs to grow up in. His word endures forever. God is forever. And you and I are for a moment. Would you agree with that? You and I are for a moment. How many of y'all are more aware that you're a moment now than you were 10 years ago? Man, I told somebody this morning, I walked into church, just a cool day in the church. I'm looking around, I'm going, you know what? Man, it didn't take long to get here. And you know what? It ain't going to take long to get dead. So I have a moment to expose the world to the glory of God. So I'll make a decision and you'll make a decision. We'll make a decision if we want to grow up or if we just want to keep on doing the same old things that don't lead to much. But Justin, there is a moment you got to what? Got to grow up, isn't there? Meredith, I bet when you started that freshman year and you came out of Warren Central and you was the big lineman mowing down everybody and then you went to college, what did they tell you? You better grow up, boy. You say, well, you mean I used to be the big boy? Key operating word, used to be. And now I got to learn how to be again. Isn't that the rhythm of life? How many of y'all realize you are a freshman at something all the time? When you get married, why is it tough the first few months of marriage? You got two freshmen married to each other. Neither one of them know what they're doing. How many of y'all didn't know what you were doing when you first got married? How many of y'all are just good enough to make it work now? See what I'm saying? That's fine. But you, every year you got to do what? Got to grow up. So let's take the challenge. He tells us to grow up, to yearn for the things of God. Let's see what is true today. All right. So first rhythm is we got to move. You got to go. God is a movement. He's not a sit and watch God. He's a I'm going to come into you, God, and you're going to live differently kind of God. Makes sense? That's Jesus Christ. So we got to move. Now we're going to put three dance steps to our move this year. First, we got to invite people to come in. Come into Christ. We got to invite people to come in. How many of y'all, anybody do that last week? How many of y'all invited somebody to come to church with you? Raise your hand if you invited somebody. Okay, so about seven of you believed in what I talked about last week. Now hold on, let's don't get all depressed on me. It's going to take a while to break this habit because for years, every one of you, and me included, we got this game we play. The preacher tells us the truth. We go, amen, hallelujah, or we just sit there and stare, depending on what tradition you're in. And then guess what? We go away from church and do absolutely nothing about what we heard. And then we're shocked while we watch the news, watching the world go to hell. And guess what? Unless I'm not fussing, I'm just telling you the truth. This has been happening for about 80 years in the United States of America. So guess what? We're coming to a breaking point. There comes a time you gotta what? Grow up. And you guys, you know what? I really know that Jesus Christ has entered my life. My sins are forgiven. I'm a part of the movement of the Holy Spirit. And so I'm going to allow God. Here's what you really got to make a decision to do. I'm going to allow God to use my life to make a difference for him. So we put the first step to that. Just invite people to come. That's one of the things Jesus did. Come follow me. Come and see. Come and be a part. Invitation. Second thing the Lord tells us to do is grow up. Now, young men, let's pause for young men. I'm going to frustrate you if you're looking for a pastor who's going to tell you when you're 28 years old that you're in the will of God if you're sitting around all day long playing Call of Duty and earning absolutely not a dime. I'm going to tell you exactly what you are. You a lazy, loafing, slothful individual in the need of repentance. Have I made myself clear? And if your wife is working while you are sitting there on the couch playing Mario, somebody should have smacked you a long time ago. That's the truth. Now, you need to be careful. If you're going to hang out at Hillview, you're not going to hear what Oprah says and Fox News says and CNN says and MSNBC says and ABC says. Or the government says. Because you know what? Here's the difference. They're all fading. They're all fading. And the word of God endures forever. So grow up in it. Look what he says here. Amazing verse 23. 1 Peter, the 23rd verse of the first chapter. It's awesome. You know what he says? For you have been born again. How many of you are glad that you've been born again? There's a lot of you in this room. Your sins are forgiven, and inside of you is a God that will not let go of you. How many of you are vibrating with that reality? Now, here what I got to, whoo, I'm going to preach today. Now, let me tell you, that means this, that means this. That doesn't mean we're perfect. But that means we have a perfect God vibrating in us, bringing us to his glory. So don't fuss at each other when others mess up. Let's work together, grow up. You know what grown-up people do? They help each other get better. Now look what the scripture says. What is this salvation? It's not that you've just been forgiven, but you have been made useful. Useful. God didn't save you. Now hear me. Is everybody listening? Go like this. Make sure I got you listening on or something. Move, move, do something. All right, good. God didn't save you for your benefit. He saved you to expose his glory. Now, do you understand it? Now, I know this blows away all the TV preaching you hear. No, God wants you to know how much he loves you. And here's where we get messed up. We just get caught up and get so tired and so worn out and so messed up in stuff that's going to fade. Here, let me show you. We forget that God is in us and he's not going to let go of us. Hear the mercy of God. We're not born with things that are perishable, but of imperishable through the living and enduring word of God. Let me tell you what, tomorrow we'll celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's Day. You know why? He had a message of God, not of him, of God, that all people should have an opportunity, regardless of pigmentation. I agree with his message, don't you? Now, let me tell you why I like King. So we don't teach King anymore. King would have been against affirmative action. That shocked some of you, doesn't it? Because he was about what? Level. Now, why was he about that? He understood Jesus Christ. Everybody is in the same spot, and now you can respond to God's opportunity. Here's what I want you to know today. There will be a difference in your life depending on how you respond to God's opportunity. It's a difference. Let me ask you a question. Is there a difference in the way grown-up people live and childish people live? Talk to me. Huh? How many of y'all been married more than 3 years? Watch this. I'm going to give some of y'all some encouragement in your marriage. The longer I'm married, the more I like it. I think it grows on you after a few decades. Now, Earl, you've been married since Noah got off the boat. And is it still getting better for you? Here's what I found. I argue less now in marriage than I did in the beginning. What about you? I bet you and Cindy are at the point you don't even have to talk anymore. Y'all can just sink into each other. Because you spend all your life doing what? Growing up. Elizabeth and I don't fight about things that we used to fight about. You know what I just say? You're right, and my marriage has been improved. That's right, honey. It's good. No, but watch. I've grown up. I don't do a lot of... Now, I'm not done with all the stupid things, but I don't do as many stupid things as I used to do. My attitude has changed about some things. I am working on what? Growing up. Some of you all that know me personally, listen, I had a long way to go, so don't be real impressed with that. But I'm going to grow up in the Lord. Well, what things you need to grow up in? Look what the word of the Lord endures for how long? But you and I fade. Look what it says. For all people. Note this. Not some people. Not white people, black people, red people, green people, yellow people. But what kind of people? All. If you don't mind, just look at your worship partner and go, all. Well, that was cool. We might go Pentecostal before it's over with. Yeah, now, some of y'all go, well, how come you make us talk in worship? I said, a lack of participation in the kingdom of God is at a high today. We don't want to move in worship. We don't want to talk in worship. I don't know who made up this sit still, be quiet worship, but it hadn't worked. I think we got to communicate. We got to get the vibration of God in us. We got to understand that our sins are forgiven and that God is doing something new in us each and every day. And here's what he says. All people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers what? Fall. You know what that means? What I do and what you do won't last long. This is why so many of you are so disappointed. You're so disappointed. You spent all those years pouring into your children. You made them your little trophies. They were everything to you. You forgot to live your life. You forgot to live your marriage. And boom, guess what they did? Thank God they grew up and went on. And became what God made them to be. And they weren't designed to be your glory. They were designed to be his. Make sense? I don't want my kids to be like me. I never prayed that my kids would be like me. Now, some of them picked up a little bit, but you know what? Because I know that'll fade, but guess what? If you're going to parent, this ought to be your prayer every day to your children. May the glory of God be on my children. May they become like who? Jesus. And I know, Ms. Lockhart, you're going, I'll tell you what, my boys are pretty rowdy. Guess what? Jesus was pretty rowdy. Jesus had, when he was in junior high, he got in trouble. He ran off from his mom and dad. The Son of God himself did. Mm-hmm. They didn't have no cell phone. They couldn't locate him. And guess where he was? He's in the temple melting down the elders. Melting them down. Melting them down. I am who I said I am. The word of the Lord endures forever. Okay, now think about this. Here's our tension today. Do you want to continue in the things that aren't going to matter tomorrow? Or would you like to release the things of God that will matter for eternity? That's the kind of God we have. He loves all people. That's a tough message, isn't it? Because how many, now watch this, I can't love all people. Come on, let's be honest. How many of y'all love all people? Come on, be honest. Just be honest today. Act like I went and put honest fog over everybody. Now, how many of y'all love all people? I'm just going to be honest. I love the people I like better than the people I don't like. Now, how do y'all do it? Come on, be honest with me. How do y'all do it? I know some of y'all are going right now, well, you're supposed to be a pastor. You love everybody. Well, I failed. Now, hold on. Now, let me tell you why. Poor brother over here. You had to grow up a pastor's kid, right? I know. I'm sorry. What did the church expect you to be? They expect you to be a little old perfect angel, right? And here God gives this wonderful level, cool pastor a son that is off the wall. Because God's glory comes through that. We're cool, isn't it? See, it's not about what we want to look like. The deeper question is, what has God put in you that needs to be released? To the glory of who? God. Because everything else, man, guess what it's going to do? Fade. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I've just now reached the age. Now, some of y'all are a little bit ahead of me. I've reached the age to understand this scripture. I did not understand this when I was 22 years old preaching this text. You know, we're all like grass and we'll fade. Because when I was 21 years old, I was invincible. I had abs. Now I have ab. In fact, you could add, very truthfully, all people are like grass. They fade. And we are like flowers. We what? Fall. If you don't believe me, all y'all got to do, all y'all got to do is you just got to stand up and you got to look down. You got to go, falling. It falls. Now, Justin Meredith, I know you're sitting there listening to me. You be a weightlifter now, and you're going like, well, Pastor Steve, that'll never happen to me. I ain't going to stand the other guy up. It used to be like you. So I don't want you to be scared. It happens what? Am I not telling you the truth? Human stuff does not stand forever. It fades. That's what the Bible's trying to tell us. But he said, hold on. You've not been made by human stuff. Hold on. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Human stuff is not what is vibrating. Kevin, that's why when my mama has to leave and we go to a celebration, Kathy Williams' life said one thing. To God be the glory. She never had a billboard. She never had a radio commercial. Oprah never interviewed her. To God be the glory. And what did she put in you? That. And what goes on, brother? That. And that's why today y'all see me get red-faced, my little ears wiggle and everything, because guess what? If you don't get saved, you're done. You're done. Well, Pastor Ayers, I agree with you. I've done. Harvard won't be there on the day of judgment. All these intellectual proposals will fade and fall. All those who claim to be smart on the day that Jesus returns will be the fool. And there'll be those crazy people that said, yes, Lord, I believe you are the Son of God. Yes, Lord, I believe you died on an old rugged cross. Yes, Lord, and even though I cannot scientifically understand it, I believe you are risen from the dead. Yes, Lord. You know why? Word of the Lord, what? Endures forever. That's why you ain't got no Malcolm X Day. And guess who Martin Luther King was? He was a cross and resurrection guy. And don't you make him anything else. He preached the blood of Jesus. He preached repentance of sin. He preached the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He preached the Bible was the word of God. And that's why it worked. It didn't work because he was a black man. It worked because he was a blood man. the blood of Jesus. Amen? Somebody say amen. Amen. Is the church here today? Amen. That's what the world needs. A church that'll grow up, move on, invite all. But the word of the Lord does what? It endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. How many of y'all hear this every Sunday? Cross, resurrection. Do you hear it every Sunday? If Jamie's preaching to you, what do you hear? And he's from Ohio. That'll tell you something. It works everywhere. If big old Pastor Jeff Reynolds is preaching to you, what do you hear? If the Reverend Captain Shane Blankenship is preaching to you, what do you hear? If one of these young buck pastors is preaching to you that don't even know, that's got all these cool hair and weird clothes, what are they preaching about? Cross and resurrection. Because that is the word of the Lord that endures for how long? Ever. Jim, is it still working? You and Martha been married how long?
52 years.
52 years! Check this out. Jimmy has been taking orders longer than a lot of y'all been alive. You still smiling, Jimmy. It must be good. The word of the Lord what? Endures forever. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. I'm not preaching to you a gospel that does not work. I'm preaching to you a gospel that endures all things and loves all people. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? God has poured in and God will pour in. And guess what? You were given a cup today. Do not panic. We are not drug testing the congregation. I know y'all was panicking. Heather, did you not get a cup? Did Wayne not get one either? Pass the cup, brother. All right, good, good, good. Now, hold on. I'm going to show you something. How many of y'all agree with this? The cross of Jesus Christ has poured into us. Now, who does the pouring? Somebody tell me. Come on, it's January. Y'all talk to me. Who does the pouring?
Jesus.
You can only be saved by Jesus. Everybody got that down? Look. Lord Jesus Christ fills us with his grace. Amen. Somebody say, thank God. This is good news. Because guess what? If Jesus Christ hadn't come to earth, every one of us is going to hell. Just some of you going to be nice about it. You're going to go, well, I didn't drink. Well, good. I bet you will when you get down there and it's hot. You'll be with the rest of us. Can I have one of them cold Coors? Coors won't be in hell. Guess what? It'll be down there. Cooks. That's what they got. Cheap. Y'all wondering how I know? I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Not by what I have done, but what he has done in us. Now look what he said. Now you got your cup and we're coming to altar. You're going to have to do something with your cup this year. You're going to have to grow up. And to grow up, you got to do two things. You got to get rid of some things. How many of y'all got some things you just need to get rid of? How many of y'all got some bad attitudes? Anybody here got bad attitude? How many of y'all are just little crab apples a lot? Malice. You don't like people. Look what he says. Therefore, rid yourselves of these. Of all malice. Quit busting on people. Have I made it clear? Quit being edgy at everybody else. You know why we're edgy at everybody else? Because we want our glory to be known. People ask me, do sinners bother you? I said, no, because they can be saved. Does that make sense? I want you all to get a view of that. Quit looking at the people that are doing wrong and say, you know what? Wait a minute. There's an opportunity for God to do right in them. How many of you realize that anybody in this congregation today can be saved and changed and made new? To me, that's the good news. If that couldn't happen, I wouldn't do this. I'd do something else. Drink Cooks or something. I don't know. But I believe in the glory of God inside of us. So Chad Goldsmith, guess what that makes you? You better tell Sherry to hold on to her seat. You pack with you every moment you breathe the eternal reality of God. Pretty powerful, isn't it? You got Christ in your life, don't you? How old are you now? 17 years old. You were 17 years old and you packing the eternal reality of God. What do you think about that? Yeah, let that go on Monday morning at school. Some guys say, I won't mess with you. Wait a minute, you fixing to mess with God. You fixing to mess with a servant of God. Servant of God's a powerful thing, and we need to release that. So guess what? We got to get rid of some stuff. Malice, love, deceit. Understand where you are in what you do and stop lying about it. How many of y'all lie to yourself other than me? I deceive myself sometimes. Last night I deceived myself. I was digging through the counter in the cabinet in there, and I'm trying to refocus my body a little bit. And guess what I found? Vanilla Oreos. Now guess what I did? I mean, I wish I could tell you. My wife said, now you eating those cookies. Now, she said, you're not going to get to where you want to be if you don't eat those cookies. I said, well, what if I want to be big? I said, I'm setting a new goal, honey. I've never weighed 255. I believe I can get it now. Because I grew up in the 80s, and they said, set goals that you can attain. I can get that one. She goes, well, it just defeats all you do all week long. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, the Oreos won last night. Because I was watching that game, and it got me nervous. All them touchdowns at the end. I needed some Oreos to help me concentrate. Now, what did I want? I wanted what glorified me, pleased me, and not what was best for me. And see, every day I live, I got to decide, do I want to do what I want to do, or do I want God to do in me what he desires to do? And that's why you got to pray every day. You got to get rid of some stuff. Love people. Get rid of deceit. Be honest with where you are with God. Be honest with it. Are you faithful? Are you not faithful? If not, get there. And guess what? Hypocrisy. You know why a lot of people don't come to church? Hypocrites. That's why I try not to be hypocritical. That's why if somebody on the street says, I've heard Pastor Ayers use some words we don't think he should use. Have I not told you I struggle with that? I'm not saying it's right, but I'm telling you where I am. See, that bothers religious people. Well, I think you should never do that. I'm working on it. Y'all don't understand how much better I've gotten. But I'm not going to lie to people pretending to be what I'm not. Because my job's not to show them who I am, but to reveal to them who Jesus is. How many of y'all glad that Jesus meets sinners where they are so they don't have to stay there? Come on, get better. God loves you that much. Look what he says. Get rid of that kind of stuff. Hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Now, how many of y'all are envious of somebody? Always busting on somebody. I can't believe they got that car. I can't believe they got that house. Now, if you're new to Hillview, I just want you to know this is going to blow you away. I celebrate you being successful. Justin, I'm picking on you because you got to go back to school. But, you know, I'm proud of what God's done in your life. I'm proud that I got to check when college football's in. I check all the scores, all you boys, where you are. And I look and I say, man, there's Justin. He's a starting lineman for Eastern Kentucky University. That's a big deal to play D1 college football. And he's a servant of God. He grew up in his church. He never was a little boy, but he grew up in his church. And he's following Jesus. And what might God? I celebrate that. I celebrate when I read you all in the paper. I celebrate. I want you to know God wants you to do well. Go be to the glory of God. So don't envy each other. Celebrate with each other. Slander. You know what that means? Quit talking. Everybody talking about somebody else. What are we supposed to do like newborn babes? Crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may what? Grow up in your what? Salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. How many of y'all have tasted that the Lord is good? All right, so now what's our next step? Follow Scripture. You know that God is good. Now what do you got to do? Grow up. Grow up. And see, God's poured stuff into us. He's poured stuff into us, but guess what we got to decide to do? We got to decide to do this. Get your cup, everyone. You got your own cup. I'm not giving you my cup, but I will give you. Oh, excuse me.
You're fine.
See, I'm talking when you lavish them with the love of God. Pour it on them. Now, Wayne, what do you got to decide to do with that, brother? There you go. And you know what happens when you pour it out? Dr. Earl, what did Paul say? I've been what? Poured out. He didn't say I've been filled up. He said what? He must have not been a Baptist. Because when I used to primarily be around Baptist people, thank God, God saved me from that. They were always talking about getting their cup filled. I ain't going to that church no more. They don't fill my cup. I don't care about your cup. I care that you pour out what God's given you. Because guess what I know? If I pour it out, now what? Somebody else got it. Y'all get that? So we got an altar call right now. How many of y'all got some things you need to get rid of? Got a little malice, got a little envy, got a little slander. Tend to judge people right off the bat instead of learning who they are. And listen, here's what's so sad. Guess who's the worst group of people about that? Tim, Lord, you work with all the time. Religious people. They judge each other more than anybody else. Yeah. I don't like the song that church sings, or I don't like the way the preacher preaches over there. I don't like, they got instruments, or they don't have instruments, or they don't jump up and down enough for me, or they don't fall backwards and sell Hondas, you know. You know, if you've been in one of those selling Honda churches, you know, I sell them a Honda. That makes you holy. Speaking in tongues, not speaking in tongues. Arguing over if it's pre, post, or delivered today. Here's what's amazing. None of that's in Scripture, man. Get rid of malice and deceit and hypocrisy and allow the love of God to come into your life. Follow Jesus. And don't just be filled up. Be what? Poured out. You know what I found? You'll never run dry if you pour out. Isn't that cool? Well, I just want you to know God loves you all, every one of you, more than you can even understand love. Does that not blow you away? Some of you are going, Pastor Steve, you don't understand, man. I've been in some crazy stuff. No, you don't understand. I got a crazy God that wants to pour his love into your life. And he wants to forgive you of every bit of your sin. And so there's a lot of it. Guess what? There's a lot more love. How many of y'all glad to know God's got a lot more love than we do sin? That's good news. And he wants to put it in your life. Now, what does it mean to glorify God? It means to live your life pouring out the things of God in your arena of the world. Next week, we're going to be challenged to this. What if we do it together? What if we do it together? Just love God, grow up, and do it together. I don't know what that looks like because I've never been involved in a moment of time where a congregation together has given glory to God. I've never had that experience. Have any of y'all had that experience? See, even here at Hillview, all the great things you see going on, that's with some of the people doing a great thing for God. That's all it is, Don. Not everybody. We've never had a moment in 20 years at Hillview where it just everybody dimed in. We've had moments. But can you imagine if we made a commitment, man, I'm going to invite whosoever to come in and meet Jesus, and I'm going to grow up with what I need to grow up in, and I'm just going to let God have the glory, his glory in my life, man, what would happen? Is that cool? Well, to grow up, it's time to get some things straight. If you don't know Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you right now, I am not speaking to God for God. I'm just telling you what he said previously for over 2,000 years. Okay? Right now, if you're going, man, I'd like to be saved. Well, something's put that in your head. That's called the Holy Spirit. Now he's taking it down to your heart because he's drawing you to salvation. And here's what he's asking you. Will you ask Jesus to forgive you? Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. I'm sorry I broke the Ten Commandments. I'm sorry I've not been doing what you asked me to do, not been living the life you really desire me. However you want to say that, I don't do a little sinner's prayer because I believe you are smart enough to ask God to forgive you. But you got to ask him and repent of your sins. You know what I mean? You got to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me my what? Sins. You got to believe he died on the cross and he lives past the grave. You invite him into your life, I promise you'll never be the same. How many of y'all can just give a little, yeah, I'm not the same as I used to be. Mosley, what about it? You what you used to be? Me either, brother. You know, we went to school together. Not what I used to be. Lockwood, would anybody guess this about me a few years back? No. But guess what? God already knew. While I was being a fool, God knew one day I'm going to use that fool. And he's going to use all the rest of you fools in here. Amen? To his what? Yeah. What did Paul say? I became foolish. The Apostle Paul, the guy we've been reading about in Acts for a whole year. I became foolish so they might know what? God. So here it is today. Some of you are going to come and receive Jesus. That's going to be a beautiful thing, because guess what? You need to get it in your cup. You need to get it in your cup. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. I want to be connected to you. I want to be loved by you. Lord Jesus, come into my what? What's he going to pour in there? Y'all better hurry up. Grace and life. Love, joy, peace, patience, possibilities, forgiveness, his glory. His glory. And then guess what we do? As you grow up, we start pouring out. We start pouring in. We start growing up. It's like that, pouring out to each other. And guess what happens? We worship strong. We learn a lot. So I'm going to give you some challenges. If you're going to grow up, you're going to have to worship consistently. Okay? Once a month's not enough. That's like running a mile and eating Oreos. Not much going to change. Other than you're going to have sore feet and a big belly. Huh? Worship consistently. Put yourself to that challenge. Now listen, y'all, I'm not going to like this. You've got to get in a Bible study. And I don't want to hear you can't get in a Bible study. How much time do you put in? Hold on, this is going to hurt. Everybody just look at your name and say, this one's going to hurt. Come on, this is going to hurt. Let's go ahead. I'm giving you a little bit of that rubby stuff before they put the shot in, okay? Little note, spiritual Novocaine. How much time do you put in the stuff that fades? And all you can say about that time is memories and nothing more than. How much time do you put into things that last? Put an hour a week into worship. Put an hour a week into Bible study. You got Wednesday Bible studies. You got weekday Bible studies. You got Sunday Bibles. You got Bible studies in people's houses. Get that brochure and get to 1 hour of Bible study a week. Okay, that is very important. You say, why do you say that all the time? Because if you don't know what this says, they're going to bend you in this moment of time. Because there are a lot of people out there that say things you think are in the Bible that aren't in the Bible. So you got to know what it's talking about. Third thing, you need to have a relationship with some close people you can really get honest with. Fourth thing, you need to pour out your gifts and abilities so that the kingdom of God might move further. Then you even dream possible. And guess what? Then you better do this. You better pray all the time. I'm going to outpray the Muslims. They got to pray 5 times a day to get saved. Think about it. Got to get that rug out and get to the east 5 times a day to make sure Allah's paying attention. Well, guess what? I'm going to pray without ceasing because I have been saved. See, that's the glory of God, not I'm going to be, I what? I am. How many of y'all glad to be saved? You've been born again? Just read it today. You've received Christ. We ought to be thankful. We ought to be praising God. And we ought to be inviting people to come in. And we got to grow up in our own lives. Amen. How many of y'all, God gave you something that you need to grow up on? It crossed your mind during the service. Kind of just give me one of these if God hits you today. Come on. Come on. A little finger, not the finger, little finger, okay? But God gave you something to do what? Grow up in. Maybe you need to quit just having a negative attitude. How many of y'all got just a stinking negative attitude? Do you know how hard it is to be married to somebody that gets a stinking negative attitude all the time? You can ask Elizabeth. It's not pleasurable. But we need to have the attitude of Christ among us that it is possible with God. I mean, that's real. It's possible with God. You're possible with God. I don't care what you've been through. It's possible with God. And that's here at Hillview. That's here at Hillview, being that honest with you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring our cups forward. That's going to be interesting. Guess what? I'm going to show this right here. This is all I'm asking you to do right now. I'm not asking you to give up your life for Christ. I'm not asking you to take a beating. I'm not asking you to be stoned at Lystra like others were in our faith. Right, Jamie? There's no threat of violence to this move today. I'm asking you to bring your cup. You know what God shared with you. You know what's in it. And just lay it down, man. That's between you and God. Amen. Here's what I'm convinced of. Terry Wick, what's going on in you, brother? You are the sermon I preach today. The word of the Lord endureth forever in spite of what the doctors say. Terry, you've been a great inspiration, and as long as I'm in earshot with you right here face to face, I'm going to praise God for you. Amen. They may get tired of hearing it, but so be it. For some of y'all that can't find a job and go to work because you got a hangnail and you're super stressed and you need 5 hours of counseling, can you explain to me how Terry Wicks with a brain tumor can make it to work every day? Because one group of human beings sees why they cannot, and another group of human trust God how he can. To God be the great things he has and will do. So guess what I'm looking at over here? Great things and 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 great things. Jamie, great things. Amen? Y'all ready? Now I want to introduce somebody to you real quick. Billy and your beautiful wife, Hannah, if y'all will come forward. Andrew, if you'll come up here. We've got a little adjustment in our youth situation, a great adjustment. God's added, God's shifted some in the staff, but I wanted you all to meet. We're committed to the next generation. How many of y'all are willing to invite the next generation to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ? Man, I'm so excited you are. You know how I know you're committed? It's not because you're clapping. It's because you paid off a $10 million building. Now, that's when it gets real. See, everybody can wear a bumper sticker. I'm telling you what, y'all know I know this. People believe in what they pay for. Yeah. That's why some of you out there, you're paying. Every day you're working hard for a certain image. And guess what's going to happen? You're going to die and nobody's ever going to mention what neighborhood you lived in. You're going to die and they ain't going to remember what kind of dress you had on. They won't even remember the one that they walked by and lied about. You know, people walk by dead people. Oh, they look good. You don't look good, you look dead. You look good in the glory of where, Kevin? See, I didn't see Kathy. Guess who I saw? The glory of God. That's real. I'm not giving you any stuff. I looked at my grandmama. You know what I saw when I saw my grandmama? The glory of God. My grandfather, the glory of God. I'm lucky to come from a long line of saved folk. Jamie, you went through that. Who'd you see? Glory of God. David, if you had to go through that, who'd you see? Glory of God. It's that real. That's why in the morning, be a lot of folk get up in America and they'll celebrate Dr. King's moment. Because guess what? You say, well, he's dead. Yeah, but his message is not. Because the word of the Lord endureth for what? We don't have James Ray Earl Day. Because he was malice, deceit, hypocrisy, death. God lives. Don't mess with his word. Have I been clear today? I want to introduce you to Billy Johnson and his beautiful wife, Hannah, if y'all will welcome him. They are our new pastors. Billy is. They're our new pastors of 7th and 8th graders. Now, if a group's going to take on 7th and 8th graders, they got to know the Lord Jesus Christ like no other. This is 12, 13, and 14-year-olds. This is when we as human beings lose our everlasting minds for at least 2 years. Y'all remember those days, 7th grade? You guys remember that 7th grade? You looked across a little girl you've been chasing for 6 years. And all of a sudden in 7th grade, something inside of you went bling. And you've been spending money on that for the rest of your days. 7th and 8th grade, tough deal. But Billy and Hannah, they love the Lord. They come from to us from Nashville, Tennessee. So we got some good Tennessee folk up. They do wear orange. And they were defeated yesterday. But here's the deal. But we got that checked up because Andrew has moved up to the senior high. And Andrew is a graduate of the University of Kentucky. And so we got blue and orange down there taking care of the... Did Ohio State play yesterday? Today. If you have parents, if you are parents of a 7th to 12th grader, there's a youth meeting today at 5 o'clock letting you know all they will be engaged in. The pastors will be there. They'll be there. And I just wanted you all to know that we've made those changes. God's doing a great work. I'm excited to work with young men. Let me tell you about your first Sunday, and I'll be quiet. First Sunday, they run an office, man. Wednesday night, they're done. Their first opening Wednesday night. And here's the good news out of these folks right here. You know what they said? You know what they said? We had 4 young people that have received the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now, parents, I'm going to give you a heads up. I'm going to go ahead and take care of this question for you. Should I make my young person go to youth Bible study even if they don't want to? Yes. Boy, that was quick. Yes. Well, I don't know if they'll ever come back to church. Well, I'll tell you what, they may never get saved. Some of y'all need to. In my house, we don't have democracy. As long as I pay the bills, they do what I want to do. When they pay the bills, they can do what they want to do. So I got one that can do what they want to do. The other one, she is still in dialogue. Hello. And she can do what she wants to do when she finds somebody else to pay her bills. I'm going to tell that poor man, God help you, she's expensive. Let's make this thing happen. Today, some of y'all need to meet Jesus Christ. You know he's pulled on you all service long to be saved. Let's get it done. If you have not been baptized, Pastor Jamie, Reverend Dr. Ward, it's time to get that done, isn't it? Because you know what I know? You ain't going to grow up if you're not going to confess first things. You say, well, Pastor Steve, I don't like the crowd. We baptize all week long. We're a no-excuse baptismal church. If you want just you and your friends, your family, man, that's fine. In the Bible, it doesn't say you have to have 5,000 there to be baptized. It says be what? Baptized. We baptize on Mondays and Tuesdays. We baptize every day of the week. We've even baptized at 1 o'clock in the morning. Now, we'd appreciate it if y'all get it done a little sooner than that. That's kind of tiresome the next day. But hold on. You know why it's 1 o'clock in the morning? Had a guy in his congregation, a lovely guy, but he's a bonehead like the rest of us. He sat there and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited. Every Sunday, what did he hear? Get that baptism thing taken care of. Well, he's a soldier, and so he's fixing to be shipped to Iraq. So guess when he gets his baptism? He figured if he's going to go hear bullets whiz over his head, he ought to be baptized. You know what we don't understand? We got bullets whizzing by our head every day, and we just don't realize it. Not only can the flower fall, and not only will it fall, sometimes it falls unexpectedly. So be ready in the Lord, amen? You know what God's told you to do to grow up? Please bring your cup and just set it in the circle somewhere. You can even put it in somebody else's circle if we run out of room here, you know, stack them up. But let God speak to you. Pastors, if you don't mind, if you guys just come on around the circle, we're going to need y'all. Y'all go ahead and minister up here. And that way people can get to you. If you need to be baptized, talk to one of them. Okay? Next week we'll be doing a lot of baptizing in the service. That'd be a great time to get taken care of. Listen, if you hadn't done that, dude, well, Pastor Harris, I was when I was a baby. Well, let me ask you a question. Did you sit at the table and eat by yourself when you was a baby? I mean, 6 months old, did you get your knife and fork out and cut your steak? But your parents cut your steak, hoping someday you could cut your own, right? A lot of you, man, I think it's powerful that your parents took you and, you know, boom, put that water on your head. But I think it's a great confirmation as an adult to what they desired. You say, yeah, Mom and Dad, yes, church, I want to confirm in baptism that Jesus Christ has forgiven me of my sins. I've received the gift of grace, and I want to stand up and confess that Jesus is my Lord. And you got to do that to get there, amen? You got to make that happen. You don't have to be baptized, but that is a confessional what? Statement. It's very important. And if we're going to grow up, we got to do the things of God. Make sense? Give me a head nod or something. Y'all got that altar look on you like, the Lord's getting to me and I'm not sure I'm going to do what he says. Do what he says and see what happens. That's the way we grow up. Bring those cups. You know what you need to get rid of. You know what you need to grow up in. Guess what? Joseph, or some of us like you and I have been living the faith a long time. Guess what we need to be challenged to do? Pour out. If we need any more after all God's done, then we're crazy. I don't need any more. Guess what I need to do? I need to pour out what I've been given. Amen. Let's stand together. God, bring us forth. Bring us in. Grow us up. Send us out. This altar is open. Come, confess your sins. Come, receive baptism. Come and let God speak to you. Come and leave your cup. Let's be blessed.